SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're waiting for Tatiana Jordan to get online with us, and I just pinged her again to see if she's going to get online. So she's not ready as yet, so we'll go right to Steve, who is on the line, and take his question. What's going on, Steve?
Well, I'm thinking with the military or anybody, it would be pretty easy to show that you're at a different location than you actually are at. Is that infeasible?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like I know, like, certain organizations, like somebody works for them, they won't use their home address. They'll use a different address so they can't be tracked. So what you were saying about, like, the military people having their location and making them a target as opposed to showing their actual location, they could show another location just to have, like, a false flag.
Oh, well, that kind of stuff, that would be great. But in this case, they've got their own cell phone running and they're broadcasting their location on an actual military exercise.
Gotcha.
That's all through a silly app to track that they're jogging on the aircraft carrier. Now, great that you're being healthy, but I would contend that there should be a rule that says, hey, guys, when you're on the aircraft carrier, let's not have any communications that shouldn't be sent out to show our location. I mean, it really, by now, it should be so default. Again, my manufacturing clients, if you're making a Department of Defense part, the actual manufacturer workers can't bring their cell phones into the shop floor. They right. can't bring them in there.
Yeah.
But why would this guy do this, right?
Yeah, even people not in defense, a lot of companies won't allow it just because they have stuff they don't want other people taking pictures of and having the technology to get out there.
Yeah, and one other thing that popped into my head, I don't know if you remember this, but some guy was taking a tour of a U.S. ship, and he took a picture of the fact that they still have Windows XP on their computers, and I think he got court-martialed.
Wow. Yeah, I believe that was at a naval base. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact, it was kind of funny they still were running Windows XP in the era of something more current. But yeah, I mean, he was just walking around, took some pictures of the... This guy's on the aircraft carrier jogging, right? I just don't, it's just unfathomable that you would be allowed to bring a personal phone on there and not have it in the same pouch you put your phone in if you're in eighth grade in New Haven when you go to school or whatever it is. You can't, you shouldn't be doing this, right?
Exactly. Now, here's a question that comes to mind. It seems like, I'm from Waterbury.
Yeah.
But it seems like when something comes up, like they'll say, well, we got somebody logged in, you know, from a different, you know, unit or whatever. They're showing me in Bloomfield for some reason. So how accurate is the location thing as well?
Oh, location data on your phone is very, very good if you do any kind of GPS mapping.
Well, on a phone it will be, but if you're looking at like online with like a computer,
not so good.
It's not necessarily going to be accurate because it's just whatever the ISP happens to be reporting
right.
for that IP address that they've assigned for you temporarily. So, yeah, it's kind of off. My new internet provider reports my computers as being in a completely different town that's almost 45 minutes away from me. That's just how it is. That's how it gets reported by my provider. So
yeah,
that's what's happening on my cell phone, actually.
Cell phone. All right.
Yep. But well, like I said, but is it pretty easy to, like, you know, if they wanted to show a different location on these people's phones, just to throw off the enemy? Or
no, I don't think so. I think I don't think there's a way for you to have your phone show a false location while it's broadcasting its location. The better idea is to not broadcast your location.
Well, I agree completely. I just wonder technically.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a VPN where you're going to connect to some other server and then you'll do that for browser location. But the phone itself is going to...
The phone itself still has a GPS transponder embedded in it. And if that's reporting your physical location according to satellite, then it doesn't matter what VPN you're on.
Yeah. So
well, that explains why the police are always showing up.
I know where you are, Steve. I know where you are. Yeah,
have
I mean,
a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too.
That's right.
Yeah, look, you got it. Location data is an important issue when it comes to your stuff. Yeah. I mean, my Pixel will tell me which apps are tracking your location data. And believe it or not, some of them are really dumb apps, right? They could be apps like some Candy Crush, I bet you, is doing location data, right?
They would have to be.
Yeah.
Because that's all that game exists for, is just to vacuum up data on everybody that's using it.
Yeah, so apps like that, programs like that, definitely are an issue when it comes to location data. I do not know what's going on with Tatiana Jordan. She confirmed with me yesterday. Hopefully everything's okay. We will continue to effort to get her on the program to talk about the Meta Google ruling, because I want to hear her side of it. She's got to be ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
I suspect she'll be saying the same thing I did. Duh. Because she's involved in, you know, allowing for parents to keep their kids off the internet and away from some of these harmful sites, and that's her whole business. And to finally have a court and a jury of our peers agree that it's probably unhealthy for, if you're under 18, to be on these things, is a good thing, you know. And we should be able to prove, if you are of a certain age, what you're doing on, you know, online, getting access to this stuff. I've talked about this for a long time as far as having some sort of proof that you are of the age that you can consume this material. Because when I was growing up, access to material for people over 18 was very difficult to find. Trust me, I looked. It's one of those things that we have done a really, really poor job of in the digital age. And this ruling is going to open some floodgates to some scenarios that I suspect Mark may not have enough money put aside for. As we wait for Tatiana, do you want to talk about anything else there?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Vizio smart TVs.
Yeah.
As you may or may not be aware, Walmart, about a year ago, I think, bought the Vizio TV company.
Interesting. We did have a story way back when that Vizio made more money on the actual information than the TV itself.
They do. And now they're going to have even more of it than they were getting already.
Really?
Because the new Vizio TVs that are just coming out now all have, well, at least the ones that have smart television features.
Yeah.
That connect to the internet,
mm-hmm.
they are all going to require a Walmart account in order to use those features. If you do not have a Walmart account, or if you do have one but don't want to hook your TV to it, sorry, no smart TV features for you.
Really?
Yep.
So you must log in and show them exactly what you're watching.
Right. They need that connection to you and your data and your viewing habits.
So then you're going to go back to maybe a Roku or some sort of NVIDIA Shield, some other device, which, by the way, requires the exact same thing. Right?
I was going to say, I don't know how far away you're going to get from that.
Right. And some, like, I think it was TCL or whatever that?
TCL, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Chinese manufacturer. We talked about the fact that Sony's getting out of the business, all these folks that have been making great TVs
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Sony offloaded their television business to TCL, I think.
Yeah. But they actually are going to be, they actually have technology where they're, like, scanning what you're watching.
Right.
And reporting it back.
Right.
What you're watching. They don't even care whether you logged in or not.
Yeah, they're not looking for logins or anything like that. They're just literally taking a look, periodic screenshots at whatever you're looking at.
Right.
And collecting that.
Yeah. So, you know, again, if it doesn't matter to you if Walmart makes you log into the Vizio TV so that you can actually use its built-in ability to run apps that are then going to require you to log in to show who you are, to actually watch the apps. I've got an app right now. My HBO app keeps saying, hey, you really got to confirm it's you. And now my HBO app is connected to an email address that doesn't exist. And I just don't want to go through the baloney there. But my kids are using the HBO app too, and they know that. And they're like, you really need to confirm that this is you here, because someone in this other town is using this app. And they all make you log in, right? So Walmart requiring this shouldn't be that big of a surprise. Vizio. No. Vizio makes a fine TV, but any device you have that's going to stream anything, whether it be on your phone, whether it be on Roku, whether it be on you name it, is going to connect you to some sort of an account.
Right. Your data is going somewhere.
So, all right. We're going to step out for a break, try to reach Tatiana again. Hopefully she can get online and talk about the Meta Google ruling with us. We were definitely interested in her take, which she must be just doing all sorts of interviews. But we'll try to get her online and talk to her after this break. All right. We are back. Maybe Tatiana is in a different time zone or something. I don't know what's going on, but she's never missed an appointment with us ever. So there's got to be some sort of confusion there because she confirmed yesterday with me. But as we wait for your calls, feel free to get on for her to call. We'll get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Jonathan in New Britain wants to chat about the internet. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I was having some questions about this Ryoko system. Are you guys familiar with how that works?
Ryoko Ono?
No, R-Y-O-K-O.
R-Y.
Ryoko. Supposedly you buy it and you get internet, like a mobile internet device, and you don't, once you sign up for their data fee, that's your data that you use.
Hmm. We haven't heard of it before.
It's wireless. Ryoko.
All right. Yeah.
You buy their device for like $50, and then you sign up for a monthly charge to, access through that device, and you can get unlimited internet.
Well, unfortunately, unlimited Wi-Fi is usually not that good. I'm looking here. Reddit doesn't seem to be so happy with it.
I'm seeing a lot
of... Yeah, I saw that, a 3-star kind of deal.
Yeah. Why do you want to go this route than the traditional route? I've never heard of these folks. Why wouldn't you? If you're looking for Wi-Fi or wireless internet, you've got major companies like T-Mobile, Verizon that are offering home internet.
And they're all charging in the neighborhood of $50 a month.
Right.
Yeah. I do have a plan that's like $50 a month, but my carrier seems to be getting a little nutty about why are you using so much internet? Because I'll use my phone for many, many things and not through the house.
Yeah. And so your carrier is asking you questions?
Yeah.
But it's still an unlimited service.
Yeah. You've exceeded your limit. And it says, This they gave me a message recently. It says this service is not designed to supply you with internet besides your home internet.
Okay.
It's not supposed to be your primary source of internet. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it's weird. So they're whining about your usage.
But they give me unlimited. So.
Right. But they're throttling
you. If I go over their 50 gig, then, oh boy.
Yeah, they'll throttle you over the 50 gig. They'll slow you down over that when you get to a certain speed normally. Unlimited is limited.
They do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do, but it's not crazy. It's not like it's just sitting there buffering and buffering and buffering.
Right. So I would tell you, ignore their emails.
Yeah, I know.
Because I would tell you that this is like a $12 service that's out there from what I'm understanding. That you're looking at.
Supposedly, once you buy it for $50, you sign up for a 6 month for $10 a month or something.
Yeah. Oh. And then it goes up from there, I suspect, after 6 months.
I think the max, it says if you sign up monthly, it's $33 a month.
Gotcha. So it's cheaper. You could try it, but they're going to work the same way, right? They're going to throttle you after some sort of consumption, even though it's unlimited. And, you know, I would just tell you to ignore the emails if they're bothering you from the internet provider, because they signed you up and they, you know, who cares that you're watching 4K movies on your cellular service, which is probably what you're doing to consume too much internet, right?
No, I just go to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And
it's your prerogative.
Do things not personal entertainment per se, as far as movies or downloads or things. Mm-hmm. I just go in and, you know, surf the web a little bit and go into my X account and go into my, you know, the YouTube.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
You have every right to do so, man. It's you paid for the service. So them whining about your usage is typical.
It is. They want everybody to be below so they don't have to provide.
Right. You can have as many crab legs as you want as long as it's three.
There you go. I hear you. Well, thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you for calling. All right. So I've never heard of that service. And if anybody else has, feel free to let us know your experience with Ryoko. Right? Is that what it's called?
Ryoko?
Ryoko. Wireless service. Real quick note here. In case you were wondering, so we had a story, I want to say it was last week, about the fact that the main characters involved in Supermicro, the guys that actually were the founding members of Supermicro, were charged and found to be smuggling lots and lots of chips to China.
Oh, no.
Yeah, three more folks have been charged with the NVIDIA GPU smuggling. So remember, DeepSeek came out and supposedly they ran better AI on a Raspberry Pi and didn't need all sorts of power and stuff. So we're going to call BS on that now based on these stories. It was already kind of understood that there was NVIDIA chips going through, Singapore. And now it looks like these are it's a California-based computer hardware company shipping millions of dollars worth of NVIDIA GPUs to China. $170 million.
Wow.
So 750 servers and not good, right? So hopefully they throw the book at these folks. And now we understand where DeepSeek got its juice. It wasn't a Raspberry Pi. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Maybe Tatiana Jordan is going to join us. Maybe not. Maybe she's in a time zone that's not at 10 o'clock yet. that might be the reason. I hope she's okay. 860-522 is the number. We can even talk about the Meta-Google ruling if you have an opinion on it. Feel free to chime in. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. And we're talking cybersecurity a little bit with CISA. Yeah. And we were actually supposed to have a lunch and learn with our Connecticut CISA rep to talk about what people should be looking for and how the benefits of CISA itself. CISA is a cybersecurity agency that was created in 2018, I think. And they do some really good work. And right now they're directorless. I guess there was an appointment made and that's been pulled.
Well, the appointment was pulled, I guess. And then they had an acting head who was just walked out of the building a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, then that's not good.
I don't even begin to know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't either. So they're kind of rudderless. And of course, thanks to the partial government shutdown, they are impacted, believe it or not. So this is cybersecurity impacted, TSA impacted by this partial government shutdown. And it's really a bad time to have an agency like CISA have any impact to its organization, considering its goal is to help protect America's cyber infrastructure and America's businesses.
Right.
We recently had this major hack where some Iranian hacker group went after the medical device company Stryker, and they got through their mobile device management because clearly they didn't have a second admin configured on whether or not you should wipe systems.
Right.
So they got in to the actual administration of over 200,000 devices and wiped them all.
Right.
Just deleted the data.
Just delete.
And CISA then came out and said, hey, guys, by the way, you should probably configure your admin to have a second administrative function to sit. It's even more than a two-factor, right? So this is like
this is two people in general being forced to acknowledge each other's instruction to do the wiping.
Right. So if an instruction came through to say wipe 200,000 devices,
then
the second person would say, hey, Bob, you really want to do that?
Yeah.
But that wasn't configured. So CISA made it a big point to go ahead and have that announcement. And again, they even did that, I think, while the shutdown existed. They're still there, but non-essential. So David Palmbach was going to do our lunch and learn, and he said, I can't. They won't let me. I am shut down. And so not having these folks on the front lines available to help and protect our stuff is lunacy. It really is nuts. And again, they need a director who knows what they're doing. So we need somebody to actually step up and run the agency. So it's kind of a mess over there.
Yeah.
Let's hope they can get their act together. They being the government, not CISA. Because again, I think they're helpful, and their services, by the way, are free.
They are.
I mean, we pay for them in our taxes as we write our checks.
But there is no cost for having them come in and advise you.
Right. They'll actually do an assessment of what your cybersecurity posture is. They use basically the NIST framework, which is exactly the framework that many cybersecurity experts like us try to work with and implement for our customers. They will actually run the assessment on your business on the cybersecurity side. They'll even do a physical cybersecurity assessment to make sure that you don't have your file server sitting next to your bathroom, right? Maybe it's locked instead of not being locked, you know, that kind of stuff. You want to have it locked away, protected in the right spots They'll do an assessment of your actual physical security of the building as well, all for free while they have the availability. But not now. Right now, they're not doing that because of the shutdown. So kind of silly. What's going on? Obviously, again, the old saying, those that can do, those that can are in politics. that's what we got here. So hopefully we can get that straightened out and having the government function in its dysfunctional way sooner rather than later. Anything else you got there, Dennis, while we wait for calls?
Yeah, I was thinking along the lines of cybersecurity. A security firm called Rapid7 did a study of telecom systems, you know, the backbone telecom companies.
The switches that make it all happen.
That allow communication to take place. What they found is that there were various hacks underway. And long-term hacks, I mean, of years standing, where there were footprints left behind, and they all trace back to China.
Of course.
It isn't just one APT or advanced, I can't even remember the acronym. Mm-hmm. At any rate, it's not just Salt Typhoon that you might have heard about. This is a standing thing that apparently multiple APTs have access to in order to get into these telecom companies. Mm-hmm. So hopefully now that Rapid7 figured this out, some of that can get cleaned out. One can only hope. And one would think that if they disclosed it now, that they would have already started. So
yeah, well, that's nice. It's going to be an interesting battle for the next decade as we root out what's going on with our systems. So looks like Tatiana is joining us. I see that Matt is online and got her on the line. And we'll go to a quick break and we'll talk to Tatiana Jordan of Bark US to talk about the Google and Meta ruling. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. And we are lucky enough to have Tatiana Jordan of Bark US on the line. You there, Tatiana?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? You must be one happy lady.
It's surreal. I was in the courtroom on the Friday before this verdict was reached.
Okay.
And it was just surreal to see the plaintiff, the defendant, their lawyers. You could tell what side was happy and what side was not. And the side that was not happy was, you know, the representatives for Facebook, Meta, and YouTube, Google. They were pissed.
Well, that's great. I have no problem with that. Now, you have been in this business of protecting kids from these organizations for your entire career, right?
Yeah. It's been a long road. It's like, you know, for over 10 years, been telling parents, you know, I get it, but this is a problem. And to have a court of law find these companies liable for what, you know, you've been telling people for over a decade, it feels really validating, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm really happy for you. And I thought of you instantly. I'm like, we got to get your point of view on this. So it was a very minor penalty that they're being hit with. But the floodgates are open. Believe it or not, there's even advertising on our station already.
Yeah.
From the trial lawyers who are chomping at the bit to get at this pool of cash. I mean, obviously, we've all said kind of duh about you shouldn't have 12-year-olds accessing what they're able to access on these social media sites. They can't prove these kids are of the proper age. They don't even care if they do. Now we're going to actually see some action here. What do you think is going to come of this?
So this was critical for a variety of reasons. One, it helped to validate what experts, doctors, certain legislators on the right side of history have been saying. There will be many more lawsuits. There's at least 1,600 known lawsuits that have been filed and are waiting to be heard.
Before the ruling?
Everybody's going to... Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. So, yes, everybody's going to need to get in line. you know, the day before the LA verdict came down that awarded Kaylee and her team $6 million in damages, you know, Meta was found guilty to the tune of $375 million in damages in the state of New Mexico. So I don't know how much money these companies have to pay off thousands of people, but it's going to add up quick. I don't know at what level it's going to hit their bottom line so much that, like, maybe we should make some changes to safety so that we can stay in business.
Well, that's the hope, right? I mean, cigarettes got safer. I'm just kidding. I think
that's a good one.
I would think they're going to do something, right? Because the thing about technology, it's amazing that streaming services like HBO, Netflix, Disney, the mouse knows whether or not we're paying for their services. These social media sites have to be able to do the same thing. And if something comes out of it where we actually get the right type of ID for folks who are accessing this technology, just so that you can say, hey, I'm 18, I'm an adult. If I want to spend 15 hours on social media, let me do it. It'll do two things. It'll let social media off the hook because you are now an adult and given the opportunity to make that choice, right? You can smoke all you want. Who am I? I'm a libertarian. Go do it all you want. But in this case, now we might have some functions here where the parents will be able to know. They'll be able to wake up in the morning and know, well, my 12-year-old can't get on Facebook. I just know they can't, right? Like, my parents knew I couldn't get access to adult material. They knew I couldn't, right? Mm-hmm. When I grew up in the 80s. You couldn't. Again, I tried. You couldn't. I mean, it's impossible.
It was harder, right? You'd have to find
wicked
your
hard. Trust me.
Somewhere. Yeah.
So again, I mean, I joke, but it's true. I mean, these kids don't even have to try, and that's the thing.
No, they don't. It finds them.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's really a major health problem. For all sorts of reasons that we probably even haven't even a thought of, and I'm sure the trial lawyers are already working on the angles that are going to be there. Now, your technology, you have technology to help parents protect them from this stuff. Now, you've been doing it for a long time. Let's remind everybody what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So I am with Bark Technologies, and we help to protect over 7.5 million children across the nation. We started with an app that analyzes all this crap on social media, text messages, email, et cetera, and sends you alerts when your children have encountered bullies, predators, suicide content, disordered eating content, extremist groups, drug dealers, et cetera. So we started with that. And because Apple prioritizes privacy over child safety, we decided that their smartphones weren't safe enough for kids. So we launched our own smartphone. So we have a safer smartphone for kids, safer smartwatch for kids. And then we have in-home hardware that will help with time limits on, you know, routers, gaming consoles, smart TVs, et cetera. So we're basically an online safety solution for the whole family. It's absolutely wild how far we go to protect our children in real life with seatbelts, sunscreen, pediatrician checkups, helmets. And we're just like, whoa, here's the iPad,
right?
You know, like,
have access to the planet, you know.
Right.
Let me know how it goes when you talk to the terrorists, whatever you're talking to. You can end up on an algorithm rather innocently, you know, even a search or what have you can send you down the darkest rabbit holes, and it's shocking what's out there.
The second your five-year-old knows how to spell pussycat and they go to Google,
right,
you know, you all of a sudden you're in therapy. That's where we are.
Exactly. I mean, it was the old whitehouse.com back when we were starting this show, which happened to be a porn site back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a thing for a while. A
long time, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
You haven't been doing a show that we have been doing for 30 years. When kids would do school lookups in the old WWW days, you went there and you ended up.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
A bad spot. So, yeah, so you're putting out technology to protect kids, alert parents, and wouldn't it be just nice that by default, these trillion-dollar companies wouldn't by default have to make sure they protect kids from this stuff? It should be hard to get access to this stuff. It shouldn't be easier. Again, www.thewhitehouse.com thing was easy, right? That still was another issue where that, you know, even we back then we were discussing how it should be white, any kind of porn should be .xxx. Simple as that.
Sure. So,
but no, that still didn't even happen. I mean, here we are and that's still not a thing. I'm not sure what it is about how all the laws that are out there that we do for the children, but we haven't done this. It just,
you know, it's and just to speak about business, it's bad business. Like at Bark, if we rolled out something and we realized it was harming kids,
right,
we would own it and work to fix it and do whatever we could to work with the people who were wise enough to help us fix it. And they could do that and they're not. Instead of saying, hey, let's release our data at the rate at which children are harmed by content and people on our platform, and let's work to fix it. They're releasing these BS fluffy parental controls to try to check a box and make it look like they care, and trying to partner with people like the National PTO and PTA. And it's all smoke and mirrors. Their internal documentation shows that they were actively trying to hook tweens so that they could be users for life.
Right.
And they don't care about your kids. They do not care about your kids. They care about profiting off of them.
Right. I mean, nobody should care about your kids, but the parents anyways, but the parents should at least know the default is out there. And you're right. It is bad business, I would contend. But then again, they're the ones going to the bank with $1 trillion. So you know, we
so they don't care.
They don't care. Yeah, we and you know, legislators are supposed to be out there producing laws to protect the public, right?
Right.
So, and again, as a libertarian, I don't like a lot of laws, but there's some obvious ones here that should be have already been created if they care so much about the children, and I would contend they don't, considering what has occurred and how easy it is to get access to this material. So you're ecstatic about this. What do you predict? You got 1,600 lawsuits. I mean, they're advertising on our station now. I mean, that's we're talking about some serious lawsuits coming at these folks in the next 10 years. Do we think we're going to get this solved quick, or do you think it's going to be dragged on? I mean, I don't know how long it took the whole attorneys general to figure out the whole smoking thing, which again went to the general fund and is not in doing anything for cessation. But I digress. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, is this 10 years away, 2 years away? Is it going to be fast?
That I don't know, because the rate at which the legal system progresses is painfully slow, right?
Yeah.
But the rate at which technology companies move is incredibly accelerated. And so if, you know, if the government can come in and be a conduit to push us further along faster, that'd be great. It's probably closer to 5 years, I would say. Because these companies have a lot of money and they're going to appeal and drag this out. But parents are pissed. And the one thing you can't mess with is a pissed off parent. And we will keep fighting. Yeah. So good luck.
And you'd be happy to be put out of business if this problem was solved, right?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't say put out of business. Like, you know, we'd want to do something to generate revenue so we can pay our mortgages.
Well, no, you know what I mean, right? I mean, there's always that issue with...
Really honest.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the way I like to operate, too. I mean, people, is it they want to cure cancer or do they want to actually manage cancer? I think curing cancer and putting the cancer doctors out of business, I think they'd be happy with that. They'd practice something else.
We would be so happy if we didn't need to exist. Yes.
Right.
But that's not the case.
I know.
It's ridiculous. And we have reached out. We had partnerships with certain platforms. And then once we started to surface what was happening inside of their platforms to kids, they didn't like that. And they revoked access. So that's a whole other problem.
Oh, so they gave you access to look under the hood. And then they said, hey, wait a minute. We don't like what we see here. That mirror was shown right in their faces. And they said, no more access for you. That's interesting. Do you have any information that parents can go to your site and learn about that type of thing, just so they get that inside story as far as what happened? Do you guys publish like a white paper on what happened or any kind of talks on that?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
But we should. I mean, it's just we're moving so fast, right? Like instead of trying to harp and fight with the most, you know, well-funded companies on the planet, we're just going to dedicate our efforts to making tech that can protect kids, right? Because it's like, do you want to be the person standing on the side of the street holding up a sign complaining, or do you want to do something about it?
Yeah, and you guys are definitely doing something about it. But piling on does sound like a good idea right now to try to get the word out there. And that's why you're on the show. And we've talked about this. There's been many, many instances, many programs talking about the damage done by social media. I mean, there's still lots of positives, too. It can be done. Yeah. Lots of great things. I post all sorts of things out there about information that I think is informational. But the harm should be easily separated so that kids can be safe and then only adults can make the choices as far as the stuff they want to access to. So anything else you want to add to this topic?
Just that parents, if you hear this verdict and you're like, okay, but I can't let my kid be left out, or I'm going to be a bad parent if I tell my kid no more of this. No, you won't. Your job as a parent is to protect your child physically and mentally. And social media has been proven by scientists and now a jury to harm your children. Mm-hmm. So it's okay for your children to be left out of all of the harm. They're going to be just fine. Please delay and do what's best for your child and know that you're not alone. You're not the only parent who's making this wise choice, and your children will not be the only ones.
And one other quick thing on that, too. I think I read a story recently where Gen Z now is showing up to have lost mental ability compared to past generations. And they're scoring lower on tests. I mean,
it's called brain rot.
Oh, they got the term for it. Brain rot. OK, we always when I was growing up, everything was going to rot my brain. But it actually is now. Huh?
It's pretty proven. And it's, I'm laughing because it's like, what? This is where we are in 2026. Our kids are struggling with brain rot because of the stupid screens and algorithms we gave them. Like, this is a solvable problem.
It is. And what we should do is ask AI, right? How to solve it for us. That's crazy, Tatiana. I appreciate you joining us, though, to get us up to speed. And please keep in touch. It's an important topic. I know a lot of listeners out there care about this topic. We do care about our kids. And it should be easier for parents to know that they're not accessing stuff that they shouldn't be accessing.
Well, thank you for covering it. Thank you so much. And stay tuned.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Tatiana Jordan from BARC Technologies. They have the technology to protect your kids. It's a bit of effort, and they make it easier. And maybe with these rulings, somebody in the government will actually make it hard for kids to access this stuff. So we do appreciate her for joining us. Real quick reminder, Southington Symphonic is playing on Monday night in Southington. Southington High School is free. Come out and join us. Also, Plainville, we're playing at 2, Plainville High School. So lots of great community involvement there as far as music. It helps me with keeping my brain healthy and not rot. And hopefully you're listening to it does a little bit of that as well. I want to thank the great Matt Soroyce for actually doing our producing today. He stepped up. We do appreciate that. Mike G posted everything over at our Twitter and Facebook page. So we didn't run our YouTube because, believe it or not, the moment I tried to configure the YouTube stream this morning, it said, you got to configure two-factor authentication. So now I'm like, look, I got things to get done. I got to get this stream going. And so I decided not to bother configuring it. So we have no stream. So basically, yes, I agree two-factor is important. And I don't even know why we don't have it on that particular account. But it asked me to do that. And I'm like, I got things to do here. I only got 10 minutes here before I have to be on the air. But this is how these technologies drive you nuts. Why it wouldn't let me continue without doing that first.
Right. And what I was thinking of while I was seeing you over there, frustrated by it,
yeah.
I'm thinking these are the things that happen to people that make them not want to have two-factor.
Right.
Or other kinds of security measures.
Right, because it's going to get in the way.
It's a massive turnoff for them for those things.
And we advocate it all the time.
They're necessary.
Yeah.
They're necessary, and you should have them, but they should never become a barrier like this, because all it does is make you reject the security that's going to save you.
Right. It was like you could do this now or not do anything else. That's a little rough.
That's really harsh. Let's use that word, harsh.
It was harsh. So, but again, thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning, and go UConn. And Jordan's might be a little nervous. We'll have to see if they both get in the finals.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold. If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.